Welcome to episode 1346 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For the past few weeks, we have done a deep dive into these guidelines. What have we learned so far? First, that true freedom and life to the full begins when God alone is trusted as the ultimate source of life, so that nothing else is asked to carry the weight of our identity, security, or meaning. Second, human flourishing requires worshiping the living God as he truly is, refusing to reduce, manage, or remake him into images, visual, conceptual, or cultural, that fit our fears but distort reality and deform our lives. Now we turn to the third of these guidelines.
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain.
What does it mean to bear God's name? For those who may have grown up in church, when we hear the third commandment, it's likely that we think about swearing. Don't say God followed by an expletive. Don't use God's name as a curse word. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. But this reduces the commandment to something superficial. The Hebrew word nasa, translated in this verse as take or bear, means far more than to speak God's name carelessly. It means to carry, to bear, to represent. God is saying something radical. You carry my name. My reputation is bound to how you live. What people learn about me depends on what they see in you. This is not about vocabulary. This is about identity. This is about what it means to represent God in the world. When you bear a name, you are responsible for what that name means. You carry its weight. You either honor it or dishonor it through your life. In ancient thought, a name was not merely a label. A name carried the essence of who you were. To know someone's name was to know their character. To speak someone's name was to invoke their presence and power. When God reveals himself to Moses at the burning bush, God does not give a simple title.
Moses, Moses.
Here I am.
Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground.
Who are you?
I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
God is not just identifying himself. He is revealing his character. He is saying, I am the God who keeps the covenant established with your forefathers. I am the God who shows up. The God who remembers. Later, when the priests bless the people, they do not simply pronounce words. They invoke God's actual presence.
The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
They are not using God's name as a magic word. They are calling the people to remember who God is, gracious, merciful, peace-giving. The name is a revelation of character.
Do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
To take God's name in vain is to invoke God's name in a way that misrepresents who God is. It is to use God's name to justify something God would not justify. It is to claim to act in God's name while acting against God's character. It is to call upon God's presence while contradicting God's values. This is far deeper than avoiding swear words. This is about integrity, about whether your life makes God's name credible or suspect. But here is where the commandment becomes an invitation rather than just a restriction. Israel is called to bear God's name, not just to avoid misusing it, but to carry it with integrity, to live in a way that makes God's character visible, to represent God faithfully to the world. This means that Israel's behavior becomes God's reputation. When the Israelites act justly, they reveal God is just. When they show mercy, they reveal God is merciful. When they break covenant, they misrepresent God's faithfulness. Moses tells the people this explicitly. After they commit idolatry with the golden calf, he says,
You have sinned a great sin, but now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin.
Why does Moses speak of atonement? Because the people's sin is not just a private moral failure. It is a public misrepresentation of God. Their idolatry tells the world God is not worthy of exclusive allegiance. Their sin damages God's name. In other words, What do people learn about God by watching your life? By watching mine? This is the third guideline at its deepest level. It is not a prohibition. It is a calling. You are called to carry God's name in such a way that your life tells the truth about who God is. This is where the commandment connects to human flourishing. We flourish when there is coherence between what we claim and how we live. We flourish when our words, identity, and actions align. Think about what happens when there is fracture. When you say one thing and do another, you experience constant cognitive dissonance. You are anxious about being discovered. You are exhausted from maintaining the gap between your words and your way of life. You are fragmented, living multiple versions of yourself in different contexts. But when we live with integrity, when we carry God's name in a way that truly reflects God's character, something shifts. Our lives become coherent. Our words and actions align. We experience the deep peace that comes from living truthfully. And people around us begin to see God more clearly. Our integrity becomes a window into God's character. Our faithfulness points to God's faithfulness. Our justice points to God's justice. Our mercy points to God's mercy. This is flourishing. A life so aligned with God's character that both we and those around us experience the truth about God. A life that makes God's name credible not because we are perfect, but because we are authentic. Ask yourself the critical question. What do people learn about God by watching my life? This is not a comfortable question, but it is essential. If someone who does not know God observed your life, your choices, your words, your relationships, your response to conflict, your treatment of those weaker, more vulnerable than you, what would they conclude about God's character? Would they think God cares about justice? Would they think God is merciful? Would they think God is trustworthy? Would they think God demands honesty? Or would they think God is whatever serves your interests? That God affirms whatever you want to do? That God's name is something you invoke when convenient and ignore when inconvenient? Your life is either confirming or contradicting what you say about God. You are either making God's name credible or suspect through how you live. This week, we want to invite you to notice, without shame, but with honesty, one area where there might be a gap between your words about God and your way of living. Not to feel badly about yourself, but to become aware. Where do you claim God is merciful while treating others harshly? Where do you claim God values truth while being dishonest? Where do you claim God cares for the vulnerable while ignoring their suffering? Write it down. Name it specifically. This awareness is the first step toward alignment. You cannot repair what you will not acknowledge. This is not about achieving perfection. This is about moving toward greater integrity, about beginning to align your life with the name you bear. The third commandment is not primarily about avoiding swear words. It is about the name you carry. It is about the calling to represent God faithfully in the world. This is both a responsibility and a privilege. You are entrusted with God's reputation. Your life is a statement about God's character. Every day, through your choices and your words and your relationships, you are telling a story about who God is. And here is the beautiful truth. When you live in a way that honors God's name, when you align your actions with God's character, when you embody the values you claim God represents, you do not diminish your own flourishing. You increase it. You experience the peace that comes from coherence. You experience the power that comes from integrity. The third commandment is not a burden. It is an invitation to become the kind of person whose life makes God credible. An invitation to flourish through truthful witness. Father, help us understand what it means to bear your name. Help us see the gap between what we claim about you and how we actually live. Give us the courage and grace to align our lives with your character, so your name is honored and people see you more clearly through us. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,